This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Just kept quiet way too long. It has been almost a year. Almost a year since the Star Wars movie and Han Solo getting killed. Don't shush me. If anybody has not seen the Star Wars movie, that's their fault. I was told that I was not supposed to be talking about the Star Wars movie because that would just ruin it for everybody if they hadn't seen the Star Wars movie. And if anybody like me likes to go to the $1.99 theaters that show the movie 6 months later, I get that. But we are talking almost a year. So can we please talk about it now? I have waited a whole year to talk about Star Wars and what I think is going to happen next. So here we go. Now, Star Wars The Force Awakens has been running reruns. So I saw it again last night. And, you know, you saw Han Solo die at the hands of his son. I think his son's name is like Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren. They're really big on very short names, I guess, in the future. Luke, Obi-Wan. I mean, I know it's Obi-Wan, but still, Yoda, Leia, Rey, is it Pong? Who's the really cool fighter pilot? Poe. So, they're really big on short names. So I guess Kylo Ren, I don't know if that's his first and last name or what. It should be Kylo Ren Solo. Is, I guess, the one that is kind of a very weird character. I guess he was supposed to be the new sort of Darth Vader, but he kind of stunk at that. And he killed his daddy. And I guess his daddy is Han Solo and his mommy is Princess Leia. If you guys have not seen Star Wars yet over a year ago, this is your fault. Now, I was watching it and I'm like, you know what? I'm just not ready for Han Solo to die. Okay, Han Solo has been a character since, I remember, since 77. So Han Solo, for almost 40-some years, has been in my life, right? So seeing Han Solo die really affected me, and last night I was upset about it. And I'm like, look, I'm just not ready. I am just not over yet. I don't think I'm ready for another Star Wars movie. Even though this new Rogue Star Wars movie is supposed to have a bunch of different characters, who knows, maybe it'll lead in to the trilogy. But I get it. Disney is involved, and when Disney is involved with Star Wars, it's going to be very different from the Star Wars that we know. Now, what usually happens in Star Wars movies, the Star Wars movies that we know, what happened when Obi-Wan died? Yeah, he still showed up in future movies. So there's been a lot of talk that Han Solo is going to be back in Star Wars 8. Does that blow your mind, Star Wars 8? That makes me nervous. There has never been a sequel that lasted 8 times that was good. Never. So, but Star Wars could do it. Star Wars has got to break the mold. No, Rocky, I think Rocky's only had 6 sequels, I think, unless they came up with the 7th. I don't know because I didn't see it. I don't know. So, there's a lot of talk that we are going to have Han Solo. Han Solo should be somehow coming back. Luke and Leia are supposed to somehow reunite. They are not supposed to kiss. You know there were 2 kisses with Luke and Leia. One was in the way beginning. when Han Solo was being all macho, and she decides to kiss Luke with tongue, which really bothered me because I really didn't see why we had to have incest brought into the whole Star Wars trilogy. But then, when she was taking care of him, after she saved him, he leans in for another kiss, and it looks like their lips lock. So these two have been trying to make out the whole time. Now, I get it. By the Return of the Jedi, Leia figures out that Luke is her brother. Right, but I still think, I mean, think about it. Okay, if she had all these Jedi powers, she should have known who her, you know, family was, for crying out loud. So my guess is, if Han Solo is gone, she may try to make a move on Luke. Because remember, this is the future. They may not have the same rules. Okay? And if there's nobody else to make Jedi babies, I don't know what's happening to Rey. I don't know. I think Rey is Luke's daughter. I think everybody thinks Rey is Luke's daughter, but they're talking about how Rey could be Obi-Wan's daughter. Now, I don't know why they keep bringing back Obi-Wan. Okay, I used to call him Obi-Wan, like one, the number one, and then I realized I was spelling it differently. I don't know if they're going to keep bringing, but they really like to bring back dead characters. They keep bringing up dead people. I don't know why. One rumor is they're going to have a zombie apocalypse in the next Star Wars. I hope that doesn't happen. But anyway, J.J. Abrams made a comment on why Han Solo had to die, and he thinks his story might have plateaued. You know, I mean, Han Solo has the knees, all right, of, how good are his joints? You know, with Chewbacca, it was very interesting. They said with Chewbacca, the character that played Chewbacca, when he went into the Millennium Falcon, and they used the same set for Millennium Falcon, they had to open it up. They had to cave it out a little bit more because of his knees. Now, I know in the movie you see Chewbacca running around. I'm sure that's a stunt double. But the real Chewbacca, he's got bad knees too. So, speaking of bad knees, I believe they found Queen Nefertari's knees. Remember the wife of Pharaoh Ramses II? Yeah, they think they found her knees. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how depression and suicide is rampant in medical students. And for those of you that think, okay, well, with medical students, that doesn't affect me. Who later becomes your doctor? The medical student. So we need to talk about why the depression and even 10%. Think about suicide. 10%. Oh, not very good. We're also going to be talking about these ants. Apparently we have these very, very crazy ants that are showing up in multiple counties in the southern Gulf Coast, United States. We're going to talk about that. Then we're also going to talk about, very interesting, okay, so many of us are like, yay, Obamacare is going to go away. Yee-haw. We're going to hopefully revamp the system, make sure people get health care that they could use. We're all excited. Now we're hearing a report that the hospital industry is freaking out, and they warn of a crisis if Obamacare is repealed. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. So call in at 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. Then notice Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So more than a quarter of medical students report depressive symptoms or depression. They haven't even seen Obamacare yet. And 25%, they are saying, this is global. This isn't just, you know, one city in the United States. This is global. 25% of medical students are depressed, according to the study. And 10% have suicidal thoughts. 10% of your future doctors. This is the scariest study I've seen in a while. This is according to an analysis in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The analysis reviewed nearly 200 studies involving more than 129,000 students in 47 countries. Now, according to Dr. Douglas Mata, co-principal author and a resident physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital and clinical fellow at Harvard Medical School, he says depression is a quote-unquote open secret in the profession. They said, when I was a medical student, this I think is now Dr. Saran Sen, a couple of people just a little bit older than me really suffered with depression and had serious suicide attempts, and one of them completed suicide. He's a professor of depression and neurosciences at the University of Michigan. He said that it home to me and made me realize how big a problem this was and was part of the reason why I got involved in this research. So basically, they looked at several hundred individual studies of smaller groups of students that were out there, but each individual study was not impactful. So what they did is they combined everything. And this was a study of 120,000 people. And Dr. Mata said, this is kind of what hopefully got people to look and notice this. Now, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which is the DSM, it says, defines major depressive disorder. That's basically our Bible in psychiatry. Defines major depressive disorder based on 9 cardinal symptoms that are supposed to be diagnosed during an in-person interview. You know, so they look at your moods. They look at how you sleep. There's a variety of factors. We just don't willy-nilly say you're depressed. But the problem is if somebody doesn't take the time to go through that 9-point test, they're not going to get diagnosed. And this is some scary stuff. They're also saying that the prognosis is poor. Dr. Francis Southwick wrote in a book, Prognosis Poor, writes, I was taking care of 8 patients in the hospital. One woman was very sick, having off and on respiratory failure, and I was concerned about her. One morning, I walked into her room to find that her lips had turned blue. After reviving the patient and calling for help, Southwick was chewed out by a nurse and then again by a senior physician, saying, your poor planning ain't my emergency. The same doctor took a break before helping the patient who died 8 days later. The resident felt angry and helpless. As her residency progressed, she began to experience intense depressive symptoms. Feelings of worthlessness became confused and irritable. Her mistakes increased and the pace of her work slowed, plus sleep deprivation. So what is going on here? And you know, does the depression stop by the time they see you as a resident, as a doctor, as a specialist? Now, many of you have complained to me that your doctor looks like they quote-unquote hate life. How could this be? This profession is supposed to be the most rewarding profession ever. I get to wake up in the morning and either directly or indirectly save lives every single day. Even now teaching. I teach at Toro University Medical School. Even teaching, I get to now, with my knowledge, teach all these students how to be doctors. And hopefully my knowledge transcends to them, and they remember what I tell them, that when they have a patient in front of them, they know what to do. I mean, it's so powerful. Did I ever suffer from depression as a medical student? No, I didn't. Did I cry? Yeah. Did I get beat up on verbally? And did I get hit with instruments? Yeah. Yeah. Did I get treated like crap? Oh, yeah. But I think the reason why I didn't get depressed is I grew up in a type of family where you got criticized more than you got complimented. You know, the day I was going to medical school, my family was telling me how I'm going to fail, how I'm stupid, I'm worthless, I'm this, I'm that. And I'm like, you know, really, you're going to sit here and just, you know, I don't have to listen to this. They're like, well, what do you expect me to say? I'm like, why don't you just say good luck? I mean, so I grew up in a family where it was very, you know, I mean, when you got a compliment, it's because you saved the world. I mean, you didn't get a trophy for nothing in my family. So when I had attendings or when I had, you know, older residents, you know, lay into me, yeah, it stung, but it was nothing compared to what I dealt with growing up. So I, you know, it was like, you know what? Get through it. Like when I was growing up, I'm going to move out of the house. I'm going to move out one day. When I'm in medical school, I'm going to graduate one day. As long as they don't stop me from graduating. But for people that aren't used to growing up like that, that type of abuse and that type of behavior that you could get. Now, you're not supposed to be abused now as a medical student. You're not supposed to be getting that sort of abuse, okay? You're not supposed to be working 36-hour shifts. You're not supposed to be given a homework assignment post-call. You're not supposed to be given a homework assignment after your 36-hour shift that you are supposed to do and present the next morning less than 12 hours later. Okay, they're not allowed to do that. They are not allowed to hit you with the instruments. They're not allowed to call you every name in the book. They're not supposed to do that. So what else could be causing such depression and suicidal thoughts? So it's hard to see people die. Very hard. It's very hard. It's hard to bust your butt, try to help somebody, and see that man isn't in control, God or nature is. It's very difficult. You don't want to spin your wheels for nothing. It's also very hard to bond with the patient and see them die. But let's, though, be honest here. How many medical students, though, are really bonding with people that eventually die? It may be more to it. We can't just say, well, let's limit the amount of, you know, very, very high. No. Now, we got to be practical. And you have to expect the healthiest person to walk in and be dead 2 hours later. You have to always expect that something bad could happen. If you, you know, let down your guard, you're not going to pounce and, you know, make sure that you, you know, thought of everything. So that's, I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it. All right. What about the bully? All right. You get bullied by patients. Can't tell you how many times my patients, even, you know, bullied me. You're running late. You know, I don't like the medicine you gave me. You know, what medical school did you go to? You know, why do I have to pay a copay? Why do I have to pay? I paid you a copay 3 months ago. That $20, I can't be paying $20 every time I come in to see you. Not to mention you have all the Obamacare BS and then, you know, threats of lawsuit and medical board and, you know, Medicare not paying you. But again, that's outside. That's once you're a doctor. I can understand why doctors are depressed. Why medical students? Why are medical students depressed to this degree? To the point that they're thinking about suicide. Well, one thing, maybe it's the cost. You are in a lot of debt. And when you take on that much debt and you decide to quit medical school, does that debt go away? No. So maybe one thing that's happening is students feel like they're trapped. Students feel like that they can't quit because if they do, they're going to have a $200,000 bill that they can't pay. That could be a big part of it. Maybe it's because doctors are, you know, nobody, you know, doctors are glorified. Maybe pilots are glorified, cops are glorified. And then all of a sudden you're doing the work and you're like, well, this isn't that fun. I mean, I remember going to school. I remember one of my classmates going, I don't know if I really like this. And I go, listen, it's biochem. Nobody likes biochem. How do you like the Krebs cycle? Come on, this is biochem. Don't worry about it. You know, deliver your first baby and then make that decision. I got to say, that really helped me. Delivering that first baby, handing it to mommy, and I was like, ah, that's another baby. I mean, when it comes to anything, and, you know, whether, you know, you're a medical student, whether you're a cop, or whatever, you need to find your mojo. You need to find that happy place that's driving you through. Now, when we get back, coming back from break, I'm going to dissect that a little bit. Whether if you are in a profession, if you are hating where you're at and you feel trapped, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I got 2 emails, one back in September, and the other is about a year old. The one that's about a year old, I think I talked about, but I want to bring it up because of what we're going to talk about next. Paressa writes, my physician can't figure out my abdominal pain. I've been to specialists, had CTs, colonoscopy, and he can't determine what's going on. I think it's irritable bowel, but let me tell you what happened. On my visit last week, now again, this happened back in September, When I told him Megan's irritable bowel, he yelled at me, saying, "Look, I can't help you. You need to see someone else." "Where did that come from?" she says. He just snapped. "Is that burnout, or did I do something wrong?" Now, the other email, I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's basically somebody saying, "I don't think I like people." He works in customer service, and he thinks he needs to get away from people. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is we're going to be talking about hating your job, and we're also talking about the study that came out saying a quarter of medical students could be depressed and a tenth of them could be suicidal. So, all right, let's tie all this in all together, which I'm pretty good at doing. I'm pretty good at tying it all together. All right, first, burnout. Okay, medical students shouldn't be dealing with burnout, but a lot of us that are post studies and have been working in the work sector or the private sector for a while now, even government sector, we get burned out. All right, yes, absolutely. One sign of burnout is you snapping. Absolutely. One sign is just saying, "Look, just leave me alone." But a big part of burnout is wanting to isolate yourself. And we have to really be careful about confusing you not liking people and you wanting to isolate yourself. Now, mind you, when all this was going on with the election, a lot of you said, "I am turning off social media. I am turning off the news. I don't think I want to hear anybody speak." Because what was coming out of their mouths and the rhetoric with this election on both sides was driving us all crazy. All right? But I get that a lot. I hear that a lot. "I don't think I like people." That's what I'm hearing from you. You don't think you like people. Now, maybe that could be something that's going on with the medical students. The average medical student's quote-unquote people they're around are the classmates. All right? So you're around people in school all the time. All of a sudden you think it's going to be better because you're going to be around adults, non-students. Sometimes the adults do the same thing. They give you stink eye. They bully you. They don't thank you. Maybe they insult you. "You're a stupid medical student." People can say that. I've been told that. "Look, you're just a medical student. You're stupid. Can I get somebody who knows what they're doing?" Now, mind you, I was kind of stupid. You know, back then I did a lot of stupid. But I didn't need to hear that. So maybe, if we're not talking burnout and wanting to isolate yourself, but if we're talking about liking to be around people, that's something we need to investigate. How many of us are prepared to deal with the public? What was our first job? My first job was Jack in the Box. I might have done something else before then, but I babysat. But honestly, my first job, I flipped burgers, and I dealt with customers. Now, I am a people person. I'm very rare. I love being in front of people. But that's not saying it was easy. Did I have some customers that scared me? Did I have some customers that ticked me off? Did it make you anxious? Yeah. And so, but, you know, I don't know what the newer generation is doing, but all of us, we all had to. My sister had to help support the family. She worked at Jack in the Box, not the same one. But, I mean, you know, we, as soon as you could, you got a job in fast food. Because fast food would always offer you a job, which was so cool. Now it's going to be different with the kiosks, and now that, you know, minimum wage is going up, there's going to be a lot of changes, so it's going to be harder to get a fast food job. But, and it's because now it's not the youth that's taking these jobs, it's people that are trying to support the family. So they need to make more money. I understand that. But we never really look at our kids and go, you know, can you deal with people? Can you deal with people on a 12-hour shift? Now, a lot of us can't. A lot of us do not want to deal with people. Too many personalities, too much stimuli, too much expected of us to answer back. And are we testing our kids? When we look at jobs and career paths, do we actually, you know, test them? They may want to be a doctor. They may want to be a cop. They may want to be in customer service or marketing. But how do we put them through the test of being with public service and dealing with people? It's very scary. It's very intimidating. Even for somebody like me that was very extroverted, I don't want to upset anybody. I want everybody happy. I want to please everybody. And you can't please everybody behind the counter. You can't please everybody in the white coat. So I think one reason for job dissatisfaction is we're not very honest about what we can do. Now, some of you guys that are older are probably laughing at this going, I cannot believe what a bunch of weenies everybody is. You need to support your family. So you do whatever job you can get. If you got to talk to people for 12 hours a day, because that's how long your shift is, you do it and you bring home the bacon so you can feed the family. You're right. That was my thinking. My father was not a people person. My father barely spoke English. He became a U.S. citizen. He learned broken English. But he had to go into people's houses. He had to fix their appliances. He had to talk to them, and he had to have a conversation. He never complained about the talking part or the people part. Because, again, he had to bring home money. That $25 he would make would feed us. Would keep us, in a warm house, apartment. So that's one thing that's an issue. Now, what happens as we start getting burned out? What happens as we start getting older? Now, this could have to do with burnout or it may not. But when we get older, what hormone starts to drop? Our serotonin. Now, what is a sign of serotonin deficiency? Getting grumpy. Getting irritated. Who irritates you? People. People irritate you. My pets do too. But people irritate you. If I was working in a lab and my serotonin was down, I could get mad at the Petri dish or at my pipette, you know, or the, lab equipment. But yeah, but it's the person that comes in and gets under your skin. So if you have low serotonin, you want to stay away from stimuli. You want to stay away from people. If you are burned out, is it burned out because you're sick of your job? Or do you have low serotonin and you look like you're burned out? So the point I'm making in this very, very long-winded speech is you really got to dissect and figure out what it is that's going on. If you have a good day and you don't care what people say to you, but then the next day you do, that's not that you hate people. That means you probably have something hormonal going on. Maybe your serotonin is down. Or maybe when you have a bad day, you want to isolate. And let's say you need that isolation, which I think is very fair. Sometimes you're like, look, I just need to be left alone. All I want to do is go home, turn on the radio, listen to Dr. Dahlia, and that's it. She's the only person I want to hear. And thank you. Thank you for at least letting me in. I appreciate it. But if that's your way of coping, then you need to make sure you have a job where you can cope like that. When I was a medical student, if I had a bad day, my beeper would go off and I had to be in room 205, or I had to be on the third floor, or I had to be in the ICU, or I had to be in the NICU, or I had to run down to the ER. You didn't have a moment to just hide and isolate. And if that's what you think you need to get through your job, you need to find a job that allows you to do that, where you could just get away. Now, it's a different generation now. But we can't have 10% of our future doctors suicidal. We can't have 25% of them depressed. We need doctors out there, and we need doctors out there that are happy. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You're like, well, duh. Okay, you know, could you be nice? I am supposed to, when I get on, as at the start of each segment, tell everybody where we're at, okay? We're on the Dr. Dahlia Show, just in case you guys thought you were listening to Alex Jones or somebody else. I am supposed to tell you, okay? Please. You guys are so mean to me. Quit bullying me. So I guess Texas is having these very interesting, it's an ant problem. They're called Tommy Crazy Ants. And they have erratic movement and they are attracted to electrical goods. It's called the Tawny Crazy Ant. They're bizarre. They have erratic movement. I don't know if they're on spice. They swarm over and inside electronics and they even chomp on electronics. So they are called Crazy Ant. I sincerely doubt the average Texan just stops there at calling a crazy ant. My guess is there's a couple different names that they give the ants. I love my Texans, but I understand from the media, they're keeping it short and brief, saying the Texans are calling them crazy ants. But between you and I am sure that there are some extra words thrown when they see ants all over their stuff. Alright, they say this year they've been driving Texans in 23 counties wild with their outrageously huge armies. It's also called the Raspberry Crazy Ant after Texas exterminator Tom Raspberry. He first logged them in 2002. And it looks like a smaller, more fragile version of its cousin, the Fire Ant. Apparently it zigzags around at random as opposed to ants that pretty much go from point A to point B. These ants zigzag. I guess their armies are huge in the millions. And they really like electrical equipment. They also kill ground nesting animals that are a danger to poultry, livestock, and agriculture. According to Professor Eric Benson of Clemson University in South Carolina. They're called crazy ants because they run around like they're crazy. Like they don't know what they're doing, but they do know what they're doing, and they are highly efficient foragers. So the university thinks that now, I'm looking at a picture of them right now. This looks scary. Okay, did you guys see the movie Ant-Man? Remember when all the ants were on top of each other and he was able to ride it like a surfboard? They kind of look like those ants. All right. So the predictive models show that the, quote, Tawny Crazy Ant could become established in South Carolina in 2016, especially along the coastal counties from Jasper up to Georgetown. Now, they have not been found in the state, but they think that ants have already gone to other places. And they are undetected by humans because they are small. So they love electrical currents. Maybe it's a magnetic field. Maybe it's the warmth. They chew through insulation and cables to get into the copper wires. After they are shocked, the ants then release a danger pheromone that attracts more of their number. So the ants sense that somebody died. I think scorpions do this too. Somebody told me that when I killed a scorpion that I need to clean it up fast because other scorpions are going to come to its aid. When they smell the dead scorpion, and you have to clean it up. I have never scrubbed a wall. I don't know if you remember years ago there was a scorpion on my wall. I got out of the shower. When I reached for the towel, its stinger came out, and I didn't get stung, but I was like, oh, my gosh. So I put on Facebook because I didn't know what to do, and because my husband wasn't around. He was out of town, and, you know, one of you guys said to call SWAT. One of you said to get a blowtorch, and I ended up using a shoe, but I was so scared because I thought it would come after. I thought it was like a flying scorpion. I was really, really scared. All right, so, who's this Mike? Texas exterminator Mike Fauci. I thought his name was Raspberry. Found crazy ants in his AC unit, and he vacuumed out 5 gallons of their tiny bodies back in 2002. They also nest in different ways. When a new queen is born, it won't head out to form a new nest. It will stay where it is and continue to make more ants. Yeah, this is my house. I'm not leaving. This is my house. 8 queens in one colony isn't usual. Oh, no wonder they're electrocuting themselves. How do you... I only have one mama. The reason why I have one mama is because that's all I can handle is one mommy. Can you imagine 8? University of Texas ant researcher Ed LeBrun said the researchers have found as many as 100 queen ants in one nest before. But they spread slower than other types of ants. and you need to scoop up the queen. You got to scoop up the queen, and you got to carry them to another location. But see, the bad news is that while other ant swarms number in the hundreds of thousands, these can extend into the millions. They like your television, your microwave, your transformer box. They probably like the Xbox. And they are ant poison. They're kind of immune. They coat themselves in a substance that makes them immune to fire ant venom. All right, did I tell you more about these ants? Let me see. Yeah, pretty scary stuff. Pretty scary stuff. There was, I apologize, there's an issue with iPhones. I believe, hold on a second, let me look that up. One of you had talked to me about iPhones blowing up. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find that story here. iPhone batteries blowing up. There was something in the news saying, I don't know if it's the iPhone 6. I'm going to find that out for the next hour, but there's issues with iPhones blowing up, and I wonder if we could blame this whole ant thing. All I know is my charger looks great, and then all of a sudden, it looks frayed the next day. And I go, how the hell did that happen? Maybe it's these ants. Who knows? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Donald Trump has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. And I guess he called it to the Today Show. He was named the year's most influential person. People are upset that Hillary Clinton wasn't named. There was a lot of talk in the news about, well, Hillary was a woman. I got to say something on this, okay? Hillary wasn't elected because she was a woman. I mean, as a woman, I get insulted over and over again when people are trying to blame, you know, what happened to Hillary Clinton on her uterus. I think it's ridiculous. It puts us women back. Okay? When we decided as a country to, or the Democrats decided to nominate Hillary Clinton to, even though she's not the first one woman to run for president, but to win a major nomination such as this, and the Democrats decided to say she is representing women in America, that's a problem. It's a problem for a lot of us women. Because that means if Hillary did bad, anything she did, it would reflect on women. And we really need the media to stop saying Hillary was representative of a woman. Yes, she was a woman. Carly Fiorina is a woman. Sarah Palin is a woman. But neither of them failed to make it as far as they had wanted to in politics because they were a woman. All right? If there was a woman that people liked as a whole, right, they'd get voted in. And I know people want to play the gender card, but, you know, this is not where you play it. If she was not the right person for the job, it doesn't matter if she was man, woman, Jewish, black, Hispanic, she wasn't going to make it. So there's continually all this talk, and Hillary, I admire Hillary for a lot. She's a strong woman. Very well educated. She's very smart. Very smart. But if I had to come up with a shortcoming, you know, most people don't think of her as the most feminine type of figure. You know, I mean, we're not talking about a Christie Brinkley here. And so, you know, you can't say, well, it's because of her long hair and her boobs and her. You can't do that. Okay? It's wrong. So when we decide to use the gender card, we need, you know, don't be crying wolf, because there may be a wonderful candidate later. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. account, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.